Welcome to Art's 9 o'clock show. Charlie Rood is sitting in for Art Lewis. Special show for you, and a show that you're listening to, as well as, well, if you're into video, too, you can also watch, and we'll do our best to make that work, since I don't usually normally handle the video, but thankfully we have guests who are prepared to make it better than it's going to be for me, and it's our special guests who are the host of a special show that's coming to WSGW. We want to say welcome to you, Amy Sherman, and you, John Gonzalez. Good morning, Amy and John. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And John, good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here going like, well, are we on video? Are we live also?
I think we are live, and I think we're going. And
I didn't know we were going to be on video, okay? So everyone out there, I'm in my pajamas.
You're supposed to be. It's comfort. It's comfort.
Hey. Well, we can't thank you enough for having us on. We are super excited to relaunch our show, Behind the Mitten, where we take you on adventures all over Michigan. It's going to be coming back on the air this Sunday at 1 p.m., and we're just thrilled to be back on the air and sharing these great Michigan stories again.
Before we get into the show itself and talk about Behind the Mitten, we need to talk about who John and Amy are. This is your life. Amy, we can start with you. What's the Amy bio so people have a little idea of who you are?
Well, in addition to wearing my pajamas on camera whenever I can, I'm also a longtime chef in the Grand Rapids area. I worked for a big media company for the last 5.5 years, searching the state for great things to eat and do. I love finding these hidden gems that are all around the state and telling the stories behind the business kind of. The people that bring these things to life across Michigan. That's the part that really gets me excited about it. Embracing all the things that we have going on here in Michigan, it's just so much fun. So I feel blessed that I've gotten to do it for multiple years. I'm a big craft beer aficionado. I used to host the Great American Brew Trail, which was a show that ran across the state of Michigan, a video show on PBS and stuff. So it's just been really fun, and I'm happy to be back on the air.
Are you lifelong in Michigan, Amy, or?
Well, besides being born in San Francisco, yes. I've been here since I was 3 months old.
Well, aside from the place of birth, then, we'll claim you as a native Michigander.
Yeah.
So what's the John Gonzalez story?
Yeah, I think it would have been more fun if Amy would have told my story, and I would have told Amy's story. She's originally from Wyandotte area, and I've learned a lot about downriver Detroit through Amy. And we have a really similar background. Families are so important to both of us. We have families that are so tight and dedicated to each other. So we kind of bonded and got to know each other through traveling the state of Michigan. But I'll tell you, my story is interesting because I'm originally from a small town in the southern thumb of Michigan. KPAC. Yeah, right there.
Oh, Amy, okay.
I'm originally from KPAC. I know you spent some time in lovely Lapeer there, Charlie.
I did.
Yeah, so I know the area pretty well. Saginaw, Flint, Bay City, the Thumb. That's hometown for me. I grew up wanting to be a journalist. I admired Dick Enberg, who went to Central Michigan, where I did as well.
And, fire up.
Thank you, Amy. And, you know, I've always wanted to be a journalist. I've been writing since I've been in eighth grade, and I've been covering sports. I covered sports through high school, college. I got into entertainment writing, and then you know, about the last 15 years, started writing a lot about food, beer, wine, spirits, travel, and I've done it all. I've been a writer, editor, I've done video, radio, podcasting, and then now Behind the Mitten. It's been a lot of fun with this show because we get to bring all those things that we love and bring it together.
All right, so we have John Gonzalez, we have Amy Sherman separately, but you are together on this show. How did that relationship happen? Who's telling that story?
Well, I'll tell that story. I'll make it real quick for the listeners. But I was looking for a craft beer expert to travel with me to Grand Rapids for a few places to check out breweries. So I said, well, let me call this Amy Sherman. We're friends on Twitter, and she seems to be a craft beer expert. I'll see if she wants to travel with me to a couple breweries. So long story short, she asked me, well, who's going to be your craft beer expert in Traverse City, in Detroit, in the Upper Peninsula, Saginaw, Bay City area? Who's, who's your other who are the other experts? I said, well, I'm still searching. I started in Grand Rapids because that's where I'm based. You know, can you do Grand Rapids? She said, I'll do them all. I'm like, what do you mean? She said, I'll do the whole state of Michigan with you. And I'm like, we're going to be on the road for 2 to 3 weeks, like going to breweries. We have a designated driver, but we're going to be on the road together for like 2 or 3 weeks. Can you handle that? She said, I'm all in.
And that was the beginning of the relationship.
Well, I figure we're either going to be really good friends or just hate each other at the end of this. And we've become good friends since then.
Anything to add to that, Amy, as far as when you first heard from John or?
Such a true story. That's totally true. We spent 3 weeks on the road together. I mean, I just did it because I just honestly love promoting the Michigan breweries around the state. And I had my show, but we hit it off. We sat in the back of your Grand Marquis like, while our designated drivers drove us all around the state to try beer. And it was so much fun. And and then we blossomed behind them and out of that, started it off as a podcast. And then we were on the air all around the state for a really long time. We did over 400 shows before we had to kind of shut it down for some other circumstances, but we are so thrilled to bring it back. It really is, it's not a labor of love. It's we just derive great joy from sharing these stories about Michigan.
Yeah, and I think you might've gotten into the next question when I was going to ask, where did the show come from? But it was based on that original idea that you had with the craft beer that led into more of the rounded behind the Michigan that you're doing, or behind the mitten that you're doing.
Yeah, I think us just traveling together, you know, we realized that Michigan has all these hidden gems, like Amy mentioned a little earlier. We started to get to the stories behind the story, right? And I, as a journalist, and Amy as just a people person, you know, when you start to peel back the layer of like why someone is serving you a craft beer or a specialized dish, you know, a food entree, and you get the story behind it. Those are the stories we wanted to tell, because I think when you go to eat at a restaurant or you go through a drive-through, even, you know, and you want to know who's serving you, you want to know why they're doing it, their passion. So we're telling their stories on Behind the Mitten, and that's what it really is all about. And also, I should also note that we've spent a lot of time in the Upper Peninsula, and they have also stories to tell, and they love telling them. We love spending time up there.
Yeah, so we're actually going to introduce a new segment to Behind the Mitten this time around called Above the Mitten, where each week we'll have an update from the Upper Peninsula with our friend Jay Clancy. We call it Getting Fancy with Jay Clancy. He's a native of Ishpeming, and he'll be giving us updates from the UP. I think especially over the last 2 years, we've seen such a growth in the love of the UP and visitors to the UP. I know when we talk to our friends up there, they can't believe the number of people who have never been there before who have visited over the last 2 years. So we're really excited to make sure we continue those updates of activities and events that are happening above the bridge, as it were, as well as all the things that are happening in the Mitten.
Because, well, that does lead to the question that I was going to be asking, because you call it Behind the Mitten, which everyone recognizes for the state of Michigan. But our friends in the UP say, wait a second, there is more than the mitten shaped to the state.
Oh, we've heard a lot of complaints about it. We just love the name so much that we stuck with it, because I don't know how we would do above or Behind the Mitten and the tiny rabbit hand thing, but so that's why we're introducing a new segment. But yeah, the UP is near and dear to our hearts. We have many favorite places up there, and we're excited to share those with our listeners.
Yeah,
and Charlie, I think over the last 4 years or last 6 years, we average 4 trips a year to the Upper Peninsula, including Mackinac Island. That probably takes us to 4 to 8. There was 1 year that we went to Mackinac Island 8 times. So we spend a lot of time in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah, and then unlike what some members of national media might do whenever they talk about Michigan and they show the map, they show the mitten, and a lot of times, sometimes they conveniently forget that there's something above the bridge, but we never do. We know what's going on there.
Yeah, we won't mention Mountain Dew in this comment, okay?
We're talking with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. We're going to have to take a break and come back with more. And Behind the Mitten, we'll get into the show itself. It's nice to get the background on John and Amy. But, yeah, the show that is going to be broadcast on WSTW, a return broadcast, if you will, as the show is going to be happening on Sundays. And we'll want to get more of what's happening with that when we come back. It's the Art Lewis Show. Art's off today. He's not feeling well. But we'll sit in and take care of the business here on WSGW. All right, back with the Art Lewis Show on WSGW at 9:26. Charlie in for Art, who we hope he is recovering, and perhaps tomorrow he'll be returning to his radio show. If not, we'll take care of the business as necessary. The business we're taking care of today is our special interview with our guests, John Gonzalez, Amy Sherman, the hosts of Behind the Mitten, a show that's going to be heard starting this Sunday, the broadcast on WSGW at 1 o'clock. John and Amy, again, we appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for being on the video presentation. Whether it's unexpected or not, yes. Art is very prominent in it. I'm still getting used to it. After all, this is radio.
We see you dressed up, too.
I'm seeing the spoken word. Yeah, it's exactly right. I wore my best for you. appreciate, too, as during commercial breaks, people having a chance to see what's happening behind the scenes since everything is still alive.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay. We make references to the show itself. Behind the Mitten, Amy and John are the hosts. And I think I said a couple of times, it's a new show. It's kind of new because it's returning, but it is a show that's been around before. Kind of explain that of what our listeners are hearing. What do you mean new? What do you mean before we had the Behind the Mitten?
Yeah, sure thing, Charlie. You know, we started this show, as like Amy said a little earlier in the program, as a podcast because we just wanted to keep talking about our life on the road together. But as the show got a little more legs and more listeners and we started having radio stations ask for it, it started to grow. And this was, we're talking maybe 6-7 years ago that this happened. And we were on the air for 6 years. And it really became a family where we got to share those stories. As you know, you love radio, and the listeners that are listening right now, they become family, and we get to form these relationships with people all over the state of Michigan. And we started to tell those stories. And it was easy for us because we love people. We love spending time together, the two of us on the road, obviously. And it became a part of our lives. And from there, we did take a hiatus, and we had other things, other commitments come up, and we both got busy, and it just kind of it went away for a few years. But we missed it. We missed it terribly. We missed being together on the road so much. We missed the listeners, the talking to people, the restaurant owners, managers, employees. I think through COVID, it gave us a different insight than the normal person, right? Through COVID, we could feel what the restaurant owners and managers and employees were going through. It was hard for us, not only as consumers or as journalists, but as friends of these people. And Amy can tell you a little bit more about that, because we don't want to get too teary-eyed or sappy here, but I'll tell you what, and I know Amy can hear what I'm saying, is that became very personal to us. So COVID was tough for us too.
Did you want to follow up on that, Amy, as far as what John's talking about, those relationships?
How much time you got, Charlie? Well, exactly what John said, and especially for me, I think coming from the restaurant industry, I have 20 years experience working in restaurants as a chef, as a manager, pastry chef, whatever. When I talk to restaurant owners, it is truly personal to me. I understand, their day-to-day grind. I get it. And hearing those stories through COVID was heartbreaking. Hasn't ended, to be clear. So we want to continue to tell those stories of what they've faced, but also about the triumphs, also about the restaurants that have pivoted, that have changed, that have, created a new business model. Because of the connections we have been so lucky to hear about some of these incredible stories. And that's part of what we'll share on Behind the Mitten. I know one that stands out to both of us and that many of your listeners may be familiar with are our friends at D'Angelo's in Bay City. Not only do they have an incredible restaurant, some of the best burgers, best pizza, one of the best vegan menus in the entire state of Michigan, but they've also undergone some incredible personal challenges, and we've been following along with them because they're friends of ours now. And that's the thing I think about Behind the Mitten is as we tell these stories, these aren't just, random stories or whatever. These are stories of our friends from across Michigan. They've become so much more to us than just you know, strangers with something happening to them. We love them. We're excited to tell them. So D'Angelo's is one of our favorites, and they've undergone great personal strife over the last year. In fact, the two owners, Dave and Kelly, recently donated one of her kidneys to Dave, and they still ran the restaurant the whole time. I mean, it's just an incredible story. And these are the types of things that we unveil on every episode of Behind the Mitten.
Let me ask, and I'll ask the one question about this because I'd like to just let it go away, but I have to because COVID obviously still exists, and how you would have done the show during the height of COVID. Some people's opinions might still say that in certain ways there is, but that's got to affect the ways that you're having some of these relationships, I would think, because you're so much in person with what you do. You talk about traveling and being on the road. Are you still going to find ways to be able to do that, or will you connect maybe in different ways like we are now using video?
Yeah, I think that when COVID hit, we were on the road. We weren't doing the radio show, but we were still on the road. And it was tough because, like you said, our job is to travel and to interview and to eat and drink. And we couldn't do that, right? Just like anyone listening right now, you couldn't do that. So it was tough for us. So the timing, I think, worked out well that the show wasn't on the air at the time because we didn't have that, you know, that issue. But now that we're back on the road and now we're dealing with, you know, this third wave, fourth wave, whatever wave we're on, you know, and whatever variant is going on right now, we're going to have to deal with that. But we will, just like everyone else will.
Yeah, thankfully, we, you know, with the glut of technology that we have, we can still do wonderful interviews and things like that. But one thing, yeah, John said, we were on the road when the whole original COVID shutdown hit. We were actually in Frankenmuth, and one of our favorite towns in Michigan. And we got a call that we had to, you know, not do any more visits, and we had to come home and the whole thing. And I think John and I we looked at each other and we were like, what does this mean for us? Which sounds terrible now, you know, in reflection, but it was very hard for us not to be on the road. I mean, that is where we excel, is meeting people in person and things like that. But, you know, we're hoping that that's on the up and up, and we can continue to meet people in person. And if not, then we will continue to share the stories from across Michigan virtually in whatever way we can, because those stories still need to be told. And people are still hungry for things to do right here in our backyard, right? I mean, this is, maybe we can't travel overseas right now. Maybe we don't feel comfortable doing that. But we have so much to offer right here in Michigan. And so we're excited to still share those adventures with all of our listeners.
Yeah, and also, Charlie, the Michigan tourism just skyrocketed because people took, you know, closer trips to home. They looked for things to do outdoors, which we do cover on Behind the Mitten, you know. And I think that makes the show even more, we hope, more valuable to the listener, because they're thinking, okay, well, I do want to go somewhere. I'm not comfortable with traveling out of state. Where in Michigan can I go? That's why the UP and Northern Michigan thrive. But we have other areas. We love to discover Alpena, you know, the Thumb. Even there in Bay City, Saginaw, Midland area, you have hidden gems as well. So we even found great pasties in Midland, and there's great barbecue in Midland, right? So there's just so many places to discover that people just don't know about.
Which, again, is the whole basis for what's happening with Behind the Mitten. You're going to take us to these places and take us behind the scenes with, you know, we might see the place. We might know the place because of where we ever eat or play or whatever, but there are stories. Is there a format for the show? If a listener is listening to Behind the Mitten, is there a way that your show is set up on a weekly basis, or is it free flowing and whatever happens, happens for the hour?
No, we do plan it out. We have segments that we do, like Amy, Cat Out of the Bag. We do have a new segment called Above the Mitten starting. That's new to the show. We also used to do a segment called Beer of the Week, but we've changed that up. We're not going to give it away totally, but we have changed it up for the show. We still have guests on. Typically, we have a guest or two that we're interviewing for each segment. But we're also playing with just the two of us talking, just because we have this shared history, right? And we'll share the audio and our experiences along the way. So it's mainly guest-driven. But that's good, though, because we want people to tell their stories, and it's good to hear from them personally.
Yeah, and for the first couple shows, we're so excited to go visit one of our favorite places in Michigan. We're going to be up in Gaylord, Michigan, where they are all about embracing a Michigan winter. So for these first couple episodes, we're going to be talking about all the cool things you can do in Gaylord. And for those who haven't been to Gaylord in maybe ever, but definitely in the winter, in addition to all the, you know, you can do downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, you can go visit the elk herd, you can do that kind of stuff. But there's also these like hidden adventures you can do. One of our favorites in all of Michigan in the winter is to do winter rafting down the Sturgeon River. And it is incredible and so cool. And this is one of those things where you might be kind of feeling bummed that, oh, look at all this snow. I know here in Grand Rapids, we've got like 10 inches of snow. It's crazy out. But that's when instead of like, you know, bemoaning the fact that you're in Michigan and not in Florida, you embrace the Michigan winter and you go do something crazy like rafting down a river in the middle of the snow. And it's awesome.
Yeah, you have me intrigued with that as well as intrigued when you said elk herd. See that? When I hear that.
About the elk herd, he's gotten attacked by those elk.
I think Upper Peninsula for elk herd. I don't think Gaylord, Michigan for elk herd.
We don't want to talk about the elk because I don't want to offend them. I will just say that I had an experience with an elk herd and I feared for my life. We'll share that story on the air.
And we'll say that in Gaylord, you can see the elk herd. It's like literally right in town. It's a great like activity to go and check out, and they're right there. And hopefully you won't get attacked like John did.
If I do, I know who to call. Are you featuring, is each week on Behind the Mitten, will it feature one specific area? Or is it multiple visits that you do on each show? Or how is that set up, I guess?
Typically, we're going to be in one area and kind of focusing on the activities, events, restaurants, and things that they have in that city or town. But every segment might be a little bit different. I know we have one planned for January 30th, which is called Embrace Michigan Winter, where we're going to kind of cover the whole state with activities, ski hills, things you can do to really welcome the Michigan winter instead of fighting it. So that one will be a statewide show, but most of them are really specific. And that's where we get to uncover those hidden gems, talk to the persons behind the business, behind the activities, the people who plan the events, and kind of get that more of a slice of Michigan life by location. So that's what you can look forward to most of the time. But you never know. We always throw in curveballs. So,
all right. It's Behind the Mitten. We're going to take a break. We'll have you join us for one more segment if you can hang on. Remember, you're live, so be prepared for that. again, with Art Lewis off, Charlie here, and we'll continue a conversation with John and Amy coming up on the Art Lewis Show for Behind the Mitten. This Sunday, it debuts, and every Sunday at 1 o'clock, 1 till 2 on WSGW. Continuing on the Art Lewis Show, Thursday morning on WSGW. Art's not with us again, recovering from whatever ails him. We hope as quickly as possible, obviously. Charlie in for Art and our special guests, which, again, we thank for time this morning. And we'll conclude here over the next few minutes with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman, your hosts for Behind the Mitten, the show that's going to be heard on Sundays, 1 o'clock every Sunday on WSGW. John, Amy, we are not alone as far as stations with your program. You've got a few on board around the state that are going to start broadcasting your show again?
That is right. We're going to also be on Wood Radio in Grand Rapids, our flagship station, because we're both based here, and have a long relationship with them. Our good friend Phil Tower, a guy that I worked with in radio back in Central Michigan University back in the day, is our executive producer of the show, and it's been fun to kind of reconnect with him over the years at various points. At one point, the show was on 14 stations throughout the state of Michigan at the height of our existence for Behind the Mitten. So we're relaunching and restarting, and you're one of the two. We're on two stations right now, and we're excited that you guys were one of the first ones. Well, you were the first one to come on board, and because we have that relationship there in the Saginaw area with WSGW. So we thank you for that commitment.
For listeners who might want to find out more about the show, have you developed Facebook, website, or other means of communication?
Yeah, you can definitely check us out on Facebook at Behind the Mitten. with Amy Sherman and John Gonzalez. We're working on our website right now. We'll have that up in a little bit. You'll be able to find that eventually at btmmi.com. Right, John?
That's right.
Did I get that right? Okay. But you can also listen, if you can't catch the show, if you're busy at 1 o'clock on Sundays on WSGW or 6 o'clock on Wood Radio, you can always listen to us wherever you get your podcasts at, including Spotify. So you can tune in to each week's episode or catch up on episodes maybe you missed on either of those any of those platforms. So it makes it easy to hear all about Michigan in a variety of different ways.
And also, Charlie, we're on Twitter and Instagram, Behind the Mitten. You can find us there as well. We have a question for you, though. Do you have a quick second?
Oh, please. I'm ready for you. Probably not, but I'll entertain it anyway.
What is up with this Chargers? Are you Valley Lutheran Chargers? Is that where your kids went to school or where you went to school?
Yeah, my son spent some time with Valley Lutheran. Assistant baseball coach over at Valley Lutheran.
Oh, no, you too. You're going to have to take that discussion off the air, baseball coaches, okay?
John, you into that too? Is that what she's inferring to?
Yeah, I've coached baseball I'm retired now, but I coached for 30-plus years.
Oh, my goodness.
Travel baseball. Spent some many summers in Clio, Michigan at the big baseball tournament there. All my sons played college baseball, so I have one still coaching. One's a coach at Indiana University at South Bend as the pitching coach and recruiting coordinator there. So baseball's a big part of my other life. But
I said, take this off the air, boys.
Oh, sorry.
we'll find something to interest you too someplace, Amy.
Charlie, what we wanted to ask you was, do you have any favorite spots around Michigan that you feel are kind of hidden gems that people should know about that you can share with listeners?
Well, I don't know if I have anything specific. I will say areas of the state. I'm from the Detroit area originally.
What part of Detroit?
Mount Clemens, right outside Detroit.
Not downriver.
No, so not downriver. I'm familiar with downriver, but I'm north, or it was. Came up here for the work, and I enjoyed it here. Actually, I have much love for the area, but I enjoy the gentler pace, shall we say, of the Great Lakes Bay region. Those big cities sometimes, and they still are when I travel to see family. It's crazy in those places. You know, I traveled the interstate I-696 for many years, where a motorist thought that 696 was the speed limit and not just the designation of the highway. What I enjoy being, especially around here, is the hidden gem, if you will, and there are many areas such as this where you have the population base, if you will. You have the makeup of a city or town. And all you got to do is go down a couple miles, turn, and suddenly you're into the beautiful agricultural community, the beautiful rolling farmland. And the further north you go, suddenly you have this beauty that a lot of people downstate don't know. A lot of people in the Detroit area think that Flint is the northern part of the state that you go. And after that, there's nothing north of Flint. Well, you have a chance to help introduce that. And I think it's marvelous, just the gorgeous scenery. It's amazing. You're up in like the Traverse City area, which I enjoy visiting. And there's actually elevation in those areas, which is surprising to a lot of people. You get some of those scenic views that you can have. And come on, who doesn't like going to like Sleeping Bear Dunes and having a chance to look out over Lake Michigan? That's breathtaking. That's the beauty of Michigan that a lot of people are aware of. But if you have a chance to introduce it and give them a chance to understand what they're missing, they have to go see it. I know you'll be doing those kinds of things. And I don't discount what's happening right here in the Great Lakes Bay region. Certainly Saginaw Bay City of Midland has all the sights and things that sometimes, as it is when you're in a particular location. Frankenmuth is a prime example. World now, but it's right in your backyard. So do you really understand it and accept it as the tourist attraction that it really is? And people who aren't familiar with Frankenmuth go, wow, this is incredible. And we go, yeah, but we see it every day.
That's a great point, Charlie. I think that we forget what's right here in our own backyards and taking it for granted. Like you mentioned, Frankenmuth, and you know, a lot of Michiganders have been there for a chicken dinner or whatever. But there's so much more in Frankenmuth than just Zenders and Bavarian Inn. Those places are fantastic, but there's a lot of other things you can experience when you're in Frankenmuth. And I love what you said. You know, yes, I agree. Traverse City is an incredible region. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. So many things to do. But we've got a whole big swath in the middle of the state there that sometimes people just drive through and stopping and experiencing some of the things that are happening in those small or somewhat bigger towns like Big Rapids or Mount Pleasant. There's so much to do there too, that, but if you're not aware of it, you might just drive on through. So we're hoping that with Behind the Mitten, we can encourage people to check out some of those places that maybe they're a little less familiar with, and find great things to do in those areas.
And where, let me ask you the ideas. Are you generating your own thoughts about where you're visiting, or is it from conversations you have with family, friends, or are you taking suggestions from listeners to saying, hey, Amy, John, you got to come here. Come see this attraction.
We love suggestions from listeners. We take them all the time. You can totally message us on Facebook anytime you want with something that is amazing that's going on. We listen to those, and we actually love to go and follow up on those. A lot of the time it's just something that sounds intriguing to John and I, and or something that's on our bucket list. Believe it or not, as much as we've traveled, John and I still have a humongous Michigan bucket list of things that we haven't done yet that we want to do. And so I know I always have that kind of at the forefront as we're thinking about shows as to what we can do. I'm laughing to myself right now because there's this weird event that happens in South Haven in the winter where they throw frozen fish around at their winter fest, and I totally want to do that. So look for that at an upcoming show. Right,
and
Jeff?
I know the one thing that Amy also wants to do, as do I, with some trepidation, is lugeing. You can go on a luge in Muskegon. And we might do that.
Oh, no, we're doing it. They were building it yesterday. Actually, I was watching this on the news, and because of all the snow we got in West Michigan, we were up to like 10, 12 inches or something crazy. They are packing and building and icing the luge in Muskegon. And this is open to the public. You have to make a reservation. That's key. But you can go and try an Olympic-worthy luge run, and it's almost ready for you. I'd give it another week, and we're going to be out there.
I want to make sure that whenever that takes place, that John is mic'd up and it's recorded for a broadcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly, Charlie.
Well, John and Amy, John Gonzalez, Amy Sherman, the hosts of Behind the Mitten, appreciate your time this morning to help us understand what the show is about, what you're all about. So we have listeners who are ready to hear everything that you're going to bring to us about this great state and the behind-the-scenes information. Sundays, 1 o'clock, at least on WSJW, or through your podcast, they're available as well.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for having us. We are thrilled to relaunch Behind the Mitten.
Yeah, thank you. And Art Lewis, get better. We can't wait to see you again, my friend.
That sounds good. Again, thanks again for your time today.